I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So just hockey's been the thing you've done your whole life?
Yeah, pretty much. I haven't really done anything else other than eat, sleep, and breathe hockey.
Mullen Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Kelly Kroll in for Mike Mulligan today. Pleased to welcome in an old friend. Chris Cook joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Hotline, home of the real deal. And Chris, back in town. Welcome back to town. He now was a senior writer for the Blackhawks, spent a lot of years. You know him from covering the Blackhawks during the glory days and the three cups for the Chicago Tribune, and then recently covered the Capitals for the Athletic out in Washington, D.C. Now he's back home. Welcome back, Chris.
They always come back home, right?
You can always come home again, absolutely, especially when the good hockey is here, and looks like the Blackhawks are preparing themselves to play some good hockey again. They make a big trade yesterday. Let's start there before we get to the draft picks of Kirby Dach and what happened yesterday in terms of his whirlwind tour. But Stan Bowman pulled off a deal last night, I think, was sneaky good. I think they have a need, even though they have a lot of defensemen now, they still have a need at the position. And in trading, he traded Anton Forsberg, a goaltender, and Gustav Forsling, a kind of an extra defenseman who was expendable, to the Hurricanes for Calvin DeHaan and a prospect. But Calvin DeHaan, Chris, to me, it represents a guy as a responsible blue liner, a guy that they can plug in right away, and a guy they can learn to count on.
Absolutely. You know, the Blackhawks could not keep the puck out of the net last season, and I think that Stan Bowman looked at his offseason to-do list and was like, okay, let's get some guys who can keep the puck out. I think this is a sneaky good move. This is Calvin DeHaan, a guy, a very solid defenseman, not very flashy offensively, but a really stay-at-home defenseman. He's only 28 years old. He is coming off a shoulder surgery, so we'll see how that goes. We haven't talked to Stan Bowman yet about the recovery process, but if he comes back strong and healthy, this is a guy who can slide in right to that second pairing and be very dependable, reliable, a guy who's been through some battles. Just a very good move here because Forsling and Forsberg are RFAs who probably weren't going to be around, so you get something really solid for him.
Chris, I haven't had a chance to congratulate you and just welcome you back to town. I'm so excited we'll be seeing your face around again. Glad Thanks, to have Kelly. You back here in Chicago. And here I am doing mornings now. So how about that, right?
You get to hear a lot of change. Right, exactly. A lot of change.
Oh, I'm kidding. So we just heard from Kirby Dach and coming into the segment, eat, sleep, breathe hockey. He can throw a pitch pretty decent. I got to see that last night at Wrigley. And I was just really impressed with, in talking to him for a couple minutes, how well-spoken he is. Confident young kid. Hasn't even graduated high school yet. That's coming. But also humble in the same regard. What are realistic expectations for him this season, you think?
You'd love to see him come right in and, you know, be the number three center and a big kid who's ready to go. I'm not sure he's quite there yet. We'll find out. I mean, he's got a whole summer to bulk up, which is whatever at least prospects say, I need to get bigger. He does need to get bigger. He doesn't need to get taller. He's a big kid with a great reach. But he's got to develop a little bit more. You know, they're going to give him every chance they can to, win a job in training camp. And if he doesn't, if he takes a season, remember Jonathan Toews was the number three overall pick. He spent a season in college before he joined the Blackhawks, and look how that turned out. So give him some time to develop, but if there's a chance to make the team, Blackhawks are going to give it to him. But this is a kid who I really like it. You know, it's a bit of a gamble, right, because they had the number three pick, and there was a defenseman out there, Bowen Byram, who everybody was saying slot right in, be the defenseman for, you know, backbone on the defense for a lot of seasons. But I think Stan Bowman and Mark Kelly, director of scouting, said, we've got a high ceiling here. Let's go for it. And I think that Kirby Dach is a guy who, you know, there's a lot of comparisons, Ryan Getzlaff, and, you know, if that turns out to be a Ryan Getzlaff type move, Blackhawks are going to be set for a lot of seasons.
Talking with Chris Cook on Mullen Haw with Kelly Kroll, sitting in for Mike Mulligan today. And Chris is an old friend and a new job, senior writer for the Blackhawks. And Chris, yesterday you mentioned Kirby Dach. His day started at 7 o'clock in the morning when a car picked him up at the hotel. He went to WGN. He went to Fox 32. He went to Blackhawks hockey camp. He talked to kids. He had a press conference at 11 o'clock. Then he went to ESPN. He talked to ESPN Radio. He talked to The Score. He visited The Score. He talked to WGN Radio. Then he went to Wrigley Field and he threw out the first pitch. Through it all, I heard several of those interviews, and I saw him handle himself. He's 18 years old, and yet he came across as a guy pretty polished, pretty together, pretty composed. What was your takeaway from the day that was and the whirlwind that he went through?
Yeah, I was gassed just covering the news conference. And he kept going. It was this is a kid, you know, you can't beat enthusiasm. And this is a guy who I was really impressed with him when I, right after he was drafted, I got him alone for a few minutes. And he was just talking about how what really impressed me is his knowledge of the game at this age. Mm-hmm. And he said that it's kind of weird. It's just hockey's always just come to me. So the game's always come to me. I'm able to see it a little bit differently than other players at my age. And I think that's really something special. Those are the special hockey players, right? The guys who can see the game as it unfolds. And I think that this is a chance for the Blackhawks to bring in a guy like that. I really like his hockey acumen. Obviously, the physical skills are going to be there. He fills out, and this is a kid, as you mentioned, head on his shoulders. He had a great family, and yeah, lives, breathes hockey and a little baseball last night, right, Kelly? I didn't see the pitch, but I understand it wasn't too bad.
Yeah, he was nervous. It was sweet. I mean, he was.
She's so polite.
No, he said it to me. He said, I was nervous doing that. And I think in general, getting out there on the mound, and there were quite a few people at Wrigley early last night, and a big buzz, obviously, with Atlanta in town. And so, yeah, I think he was a little nervous, but he came through. And I got a kick out of two being he was in the booth with Lynn and JD, and he was asked to sort of give his own scouting report of himself. And the way he broke down who he is as a player, it left Jim Deshays being like, buddy, you could step into the booth right now. I mean, you're that good. And so we were really impressed with him. But switching gears a little bit, Chris, I know with free agency around the corner, how aggressive do you think the Hawks will be? What other moves could be in front of them? What else do you see coming from the team?
I think we're seeing that Stan Bowman's got a little salary cap move room there, and he hasn't had that in a lot of seasons. So I think that it's clear that Stan is maybe kind of going the trade route to bring in some players, and you can afford, you can do that when you've got some depth on defense like they've got some younger guys. I do think he's going to want to bring in a forward that can kind of, you know, add to the scoring punch right away. You know, there's some names out there, but if I'm looking at the Blackhawks, I'm thinking they're going to do what they're most damaged through some trades, and that could be anybody, right? That's Stan Bowman. He's pretty tight-lipped about things. I think they will be active. You know, it's just not acceptable these days in Chicago to miss the playoffs like that, and the Blackhawks realized that, and once they got a little room under that cap, something they haven't had, they're being very aggressive.
So, Chris, the defensemen, I mean, they're stockpiling defensemen. So that's a need that they're addressing via trade, and they've done a nice job of doing. They've got Mata. They made the trade yesterday with the Hurricanes, and now with free agency, with the space they have, I have to wonder, a couple names stand out. Artemi Panarin, obviously, he's out there. I think he's visiting with Florida this week. The Joe Quenneville, Dale Talon, a connection makes a lot of sense. Then also Joe Pavelski's a name that I've seen bandied about. Those are big names. Are the Hawks involved with any big names?
I don't have any inside knowledge on Panarin, but I can pretty much tell you I don't think that's happening just from things I've heard throughout the league. I think Artemi's going to go elsewhere. I think Florida's a very good fit for him. Joe Pavelski, to me, would be a perfect fit for the Blackhawks. A veteran who can come in, still got a lot of miles in that tank. I really feel that he could come and be a leader. Can add some punch. Imagine him, you know, skating alongside, you know, Patrick Kane. Imagine that. That would be pretty amazing if I'm the Blackhawks to bring in a veteran like that. And if you're the Blackhawks, you believe you're only a player or two away, he's the type of player who can get you over the hump and get you into the postseason. As the Blues, you know, taught us, once you're in, anything can happen. So, yeah, that would be a move I would make if I was Stan Bowman. I would go Joe Pavelski, but there's a lot of names out there. Stan is, I know he's been working the phones every time I see him, you know, in a hallway. He's got his phone to his ear. So I think that there is probably going to be a move or two coming, and we'll find out how big they're going to be and what kind of impact they'll have.
Chris, I love the image of you walking around the Blackhawks hallways with seeing Stan Bowman, and I wonder if their first reaction is to, like, turn the other way and, like, look away.
That, yeah.
Like, after all those years of covering the team, before we let you go, real quick, what are you doing now, and how different is it to maybe get on that side of the equation? Because things are changing the media. We all know that how things have evolved in newspapers and publications and digital sites, and now you're part of the team that you used to cover for so many years.
I do get a lot of second glances. People will walk in when they're talking, they'll look up and they'll see me and they'll stop talking. They'll realize that, wait a minute, this guy's one of us now, and we can say some things in front of him. It's a different dynamic, David. I won't lie. It's you know, I've got a way, you know, when you're a journalist and you're, you know, working for a newspaper or The Athletic where I was, you've got to be completely, you know, down the line. You can't root for anybody. You've got to be unbiased. You know, you can't show any bias. And, you know, now I'm with the Blackhawks, but my goal is I'm still going to try to be fair, and I'm going to try to be, break some news. I'm going to try to tell the stories like they are. And it's nice to be kind of on the inside and see how things work. Before, when you're outside looking in, you don't understand why certain things don't happen. And now you kind of see why they don't happen. You kind of see the things that people need to go through. So it's been a different dynamic, and I'm still adjusting to it. But I can tell you, it's been a great ride so far, and I'm so pumped to be in this role. I'll be writing a lot of in-depth features on the Blackhawks, things that maybe you haven't seen before from a team website. John McDonough and Kempinar, that whole group is saying, here's what we want to do with this website. We want to take it to a next level, things you haven't seen before, and we're going to bring in a staff. We've got Bob Verde there, the great Bob Verde, maybe the best writer, maybe North America. And I've got so much respect for him. Working alongside him and Fred Mitchell, it's a dream for me. And we're really going to bring you some things you haven't seen before. We're so excited about it.
It's great to have you back in town. It's great to talk hockey with you, Chris. Thanks for joining
really
us this morning.
Looking forward to
your work. Chris Cook, senior writer for the Blackhawks. Have a great day.
Thanks so much.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.